In just a few minutes, we're going to get onto the screen time. I'm going to be asking a question, do you need help cutting back on your screen time? I know a lot of parents are concerned about the amount of time that our children spend on the screen or with the screen, however you want to word that, but we need to be concerned about our screen time as well. So we'll take a look at whether or not we think we might be spending too much time with the screen, and if so, how we can reduce that time. And if we need help, where we can find it. All right, but before we go there, let me share with you just a little bit more about happiness. I have quite a bit more to share, but for now, I want to share just a little bit more. There's an idea that I want us to take a look at. And by the way, go ahead and start preparing for a pop quiz, because I do plan to give a pop quiz on this at some point. Yes, it won't be today. Won't be today. But at some point in the near future, I do plan to give a pop quiz on this. So, particularly when you hear me repeating things, I want you to be taking note. Yeah, be taking N-O-T-E, note. And make sure you're getting your exercise, getting your proper rest so that that brain works at its maximum potential so you can perform your best on the pop quiz. All right, so here's something else I want you to think about when it comes to training our brains to be more positive. One of the things that we know is that there is absolutely no way to get around having negative experiences in life, because we're going to have negative events in our lives. No way around it. So here's the thing. We know that one of the things we've been encouraged to do over the years is to take lemons, which can be pretty tart, sour, make you pucker up when you don't intend to. Take those babies, mix them with water and the right amount of sugar, and make some great tasting, fresh squeezed lemonade. Yeah. So that said, this is what I wanted to consider now. Thinking about a negative event from our past and finding something positive in it. One of the things that the experts say is that even the most painful circumstances can teach us positive lessons. That doesn't mean that the event itself was really a positive event that we just took for negative. No, it really was a negative event. But we may be able to pick out of that negative event some positive lessons. Reevaluate a negative event from your past with an eye for what you learned or how you became stronger, wiser, maybe more compassionate. Sometimes some people, not all, but some people can more greatly appreciate the hardships that others suffer when they begin to suffer hardships themselves. Sometimes people can begin to develop an appreciation for doing right in their relationships when someone does them wrong and hurts them. They finally decide that they're going to get their act together, stop being whatever it is that they are that causes them to do what they do. And when they finally decide that they're going to go ahead and get their act together, the person that they're with does to them what they did to others. And then they can really appreciate what it means to strive to do right by other people. When you can find meaning in even the bad things that you've experienced, you'll be happier and more grateful. Or, to switch that, you'll be more grateful and happier. by finding meaning in even the bad experiences. So, let's do a brief review of what we've looked at when it comes to training our brain to be more positive. So we're going to have several tips, and under each tip, we're going to have steps to take in order to help us meet that tip, make that tip a reality in our lives. So this first tip was to train our brains to be more positive. Now, these are the steps that we can take in training our brains to be more positive. We can express gratitude. We can give sincere thanks to other people. We can keep a gratitude journal. We can count our blessings. We can write a letter of gratitude. And I think one of the easiest ways to remember the difference between the gratitude journal and the letter of gratitude is that the gratitude journal is something that you are writing primarily to yourself, whereas the letter of gratitude is being written primarily to someone else. And you're going to literally deliver that letter. You're not just going to write it and then put it away. You're going to get that letter to the person you've written it to, whether you email it as an attachment, you put it in the mailbox, snail mail, some people call it, you get in your automobile and take it to their home. Some kind of way, you're going to deliver it. And if they're so far away, you're thinking, oh, man, I remember when you were saying that we should read the letter out loud. But the person I want to send the letter to lives so far from me, it might be a few years before I get the chance to do that. Hey, no problem. Next best thing, maybe Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, whatever. And while you all are on the phone, even if you want to just, if you're not able to do a face-to-face, you just want to do a voice-to-voice. You call them and tell them what you've written and let them know you want to read this to them. Ask them if that's okay. They give you the green light. Go ahead and read it over the phone. All right. Find the positive in a negative event from your past. Those are the steps to take in bringing us to the point where we can literally train our brains to be more positive. All right. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and start dealing with screen time. Be back in just a few.